The province has announced it is investing more than $1.2 million in a variety of expansion projects to help manufacturing companies grow and create well-paying, sustainable jobs across northern BC. In Mackenzie, Conifex Mackenzie Forest Products Inc. will receive as much as $105,000 to optimize production and increase product quality by purchasing new equipment, allowing the company to remain competitive during lumber market fluctuations. In Vanderhoof, Bid Group Technologies Limited will receive as much as $100,000 to expand manufacturing capacity to keep production in-house instead of outsourcing it and optimize the parts production process to drive efficiency. In Terrace, Monster Industries Limited will receive as much as $466,000 to build a new fabrication facility and purchase a new crane that will help manufacture drying kilns for the forestry industry in BC, which are essential for the production of value-added wood products, and will create 7 new skilled positions. In 150 Mile House, OT Timber Frames Limited will receive as much as $235,000 to scale up the production of prefabricated homes and expand product offerings to include insulation components, with expansion of the production facility and addition of 2 CNC machines. The funds will help create 5 new positions and maintain year-round employment for current staff. In 100 Mile House, New Wave Docks Limited will receive as much as $300,000 to double manufacturing capacity and provide space to diversify production. This entails the construction of a new 14,000-square-foot steel-engineered building to house a large-scale roto oven and aluminum fabrication shop in the same facility, and will create as many as 15 new jobs. The BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund, BCMJF, supports for-profit organizations to plan and launch shovel-ready, high-value industrial and manufacturing projects. Funding through the BCMJF is part of a series of programs the province has introduced to support the growth of value-added manufacturing in BC. In January 2023, the Ministry of Forests introduced a new value-added manufacturing program to establish a dedicated fiber supply for small and medium-sized manufacturers. The province is working with the value-added manufacturing sector to increase the flow of fiber and find ways to expand local production of high-value wood products.